everyone. Welcome to day 16 in our 2 months reading of the Gospel of Mark. Today we're going to read Mark 5, verse 1 to 20. Jesus sets a man completely free in his mind, his heart, his soul. Jesus does a miracle. He can do it again and again and again, I believe. You ready? Here we go. Mark chapter 5. They went across a lake to the region of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit, the actual Bible word is unclean spirit, came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with us, with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." And for Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send him out of the area. A large herd of pigs were feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." And he gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pig, and the herd of pigs, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. And then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him, and Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis, the 10 cities, how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Long story, two thoughts here. One is Jesus said, you need to go and tell people, stay thankful, tell people about the good things of Jesus. But the main thing is that a man who was completely crazy, out of his mind, in trouble for many years, it seems, was set free by the power of Jesus. I believe in the resurrected Jesus, don't you? The cross and the resurrection is enough for my brain and my problems. Jesus has healed me of so many, even demonic things in my past. I know the power of God, and I want to pray the power of God today. I want to thank him and pray for anyone here that needs freedom in Jesus' name. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. You changed my heart. You healed me of all these bad things and gave me a great life. And I want to be thankful today that I am free, free, free in the powerful resurrection power of Jesus. And I pray over people listening today, there'd be freedom, there'd be release, there'd be healing. I believe it, the power of God on our lives. And I believe it could happen today in Jesus' name. Amen. My phrase would be, I believe in miracles today. I believe in miracles for me today. And I hope you have that great revelation. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.